Welcome back. It is Building Community with Busey Bank, KMOX Radio, and KMOX.com. This podcast has been going for a while. Tom Ackerman with you, joined by the Executive Vice President, Market President at Busey Bank, Pat Buring. Always great to see you, Pat. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. Thanks. Great to be here.
Welcome back to KMOX. Good to see you. No stranger to KMOX is Opal Jones, President and CEO of Doorways. Great to talk to you on the radio.
Good morning.
How are
Glad
things?
Glad to be here. Things are well.
Good. Very good. Doorways and Busey coming together. Pat, let's start with you. Busey's mission has always been being big in the community and bringing awareness to local organizations. Tell us about Busey's commitment in that regard.
Sure. Yeah, we care a lot about local businesses and organizations in our community. I've been at Busey and its predecessor bank for 19 years now, and it's always been a core focus to work closely with the individuals and the organizations and make a difference. What we want to do is use this and any platform that we have to get those messages out in the community and perhaps garner more support for them out there. We strive, first to understand what is happening and then to engage. Because for us to be a good advocate, we need to have a really great understanding and people advocates within the bank to do that.
And Opal, we'll start with you on Doorways. Tell us about the mission of Doorways, first and foremost. Been around for quite a while.
Yeah, we're about to start celebrating our 35th year here. We provide housing and healthcare opportunities to people living with HIV. We are headquartered out of St. Louis, Missouri, but our services span all the way down to Springfield, Missouri, and up to Springfield, Illinois. So a very impactful mission.
It has been, and it has changed over the years, has it not?
It has changed. We started in the 1980s as a result of folks dying with AIDS who were alone, shunned from their communities. When HIV... At AIDS, really, at that point, was a death sentence. And now, as people are living longer and the medications are so fantastic, we've moved from being this hospice care to figuring out how people can live with a chronic disease, one that can be crippling at times, but still a chronic disease. And so that's how we approach it now. It's about tackling the social determinants of health, which impact a person's ability to live independently and live full, thriving lives versus just providing hospice-level care. Now, we still do that as well because there are those individuals with advanced disease who are always going to need that level of medical care for us. But for the most part, we want to give folks the tools for independence and help them through homeless situations and other challenging situations that marginalized persons face who are living with a disease like HIV.
This is Opal Jones, CEO and President of Doorways, and here we are in March of 2023. You just opened a new facility in 2022.
More than a facility, we opened a campus, which we're just thrilled about. This has been our first bricks and mortar expansion in about 15 years or so. It's on North Jefferson Avenue. We have our brand new headquarters where we've been able to expand our services around behavioral health care, employment, and other self-sufficiency services, along with the housing opportunities we've always provided. That's co-located with 50 units of housing for individuals who are living with HIV and also homeless or otherwise unstably housed. So the folks that can benefit right there from having services on site. It's been somewhat of a pioneering model. We've won two national funding awards and created a little bit of a splash.
That is really something. I wanted you to expand on the difference between flexible housing, emergency housing, transitional housing.
Yeah. That's the great thing about Doorways is we provide what we call a full continuum of care. So earlier I mentioned like hospice level care that we provide at our Cooper House facility. So no matter where somebody is in their health journey or their independence journey, we have a housing solution for them. So at the new campus, we have what's called comprehensive flexible housing, which means that we can structure the length of stay there and individualize it for the person's needs. So there are units there where somebody may just need 90 days of kind of assistance while we do some rapid rehousing. And then some folks may be there a year or two, just depending on what they need. And so it allows for that flexibility. It's a term that we kind of coined, if you will, because instead of our funders requiring us to have these rigid rules, we wanted to build in the program that was best for Doorways and its clients. We also do have emergency housing as well. That's where we provide 30 to 60 days of emergency care while we look for a more permanent housing solution.
Let's go back to the funding. How did that come about and come together? That is some big numbers here. I mean, you've received big gifts.
We did. And this was a feat for our agency. We'd never done a capital campaign going into it. And, you know, thank goodness that the board trust me, because, you know, we started out, I told them this is going to be a $10 to $15 million project, and it ended up being a $40 million project. So I always knew from the beginning that we were either going to be successful with this thing or I was going to be fired. There was, like, no gray area for something like this. But, yeah, it's been a great example of a public-private partnership. We raised $8.5 million on a capital campaign. And the rest has come through different types of financing, two low-income housing tax credit deals, a new market tax credit deal, and other public financing that we've been able to layer together through partners like Boosie, but also through the City of St. Louis, which has just been incredible in helping us find resources and work through all of the municipal approvals that are that you have to do for a project like this.
Pat, how does Busey work with organizations like Doorways?
Well, when you have a financing of a project this complex, you know, the bank and your other partners, all these funding sources have to be working together for literally for years, taking this along and making sure the support remains there. They have to have a really great understanding of a very complex arrangement. They have a lot of talent over at Doorways to be able to pull this off, but really getting people united to advocate for this and then having that expand over years just takes a lot of – it's a classic St. Louis story. You know, people in this town work together to get things done, and they've got an incredible mission. By the way, through all those years, they held their team together. And they all stayed on it. That just shows you the dedication. And we had a little bit of that going on, too, at our place.
Opal, what is next for Doorways? What's on the horizon here for this year and beyond?
Well, phase two, we hope to break ground on that within the next month. That's in the, on the same campus. It's our third building there. It's 39 units for folks living with HIV, but also suffering from a co-occurring serious mental illness or substance use condition. So once again, these are high acuity folks who can benefit from those services right on site on the campus. So that'll keep us busy for the next couple of years, fundraising and really perfecting what we have done and built here, and telling our story. We've been on this amazing growth trajectory. So after we build this building, I think we'll be doing some strategic planning and figuring out, okay, how do we, you know, maintain our level of excellence and make sure these programs are running smoothly and efficiently before we tackle another big challenge.
How did you come up with the name Doorways? Because to me, it's like, you know, come through and we'll take care of you from here.
I'd love to say that I came up with it, Tom, but I'm not that old. I wasn't around 35 years ago. But it's a metaphor, you know. It can mean so much. You can take it literally to mean like the doorway of a house, which, you know, we are a housing agency first and foremost, but it's about, you know, transitioning in my mind. Walking into something new, something better, moving on in your life. And so it's a great name, and it's what we hope to provide. We just hope to provide a doorway to a better life.
Because in the 80s, HIV and AIDS was very new. You don't know what's next, so you need to be set up as you are now for what's next.
Yeah, originally when we started out on this campus, before it was called the Jefferson Avenue campus, it was the Doorways 2.0 project. We didn't know what it was called because it was just that. It is propelling and preparing this agency for the 21st century, whatever it holds, and however we need to best serve homeless and marginalized communities.
155 years, Busey Bank, and you have made a longstanding promise to be part of the community and be there for the community, Pat. And I know that this month of March and beyond, you'll be doing just that.
That's right. You know, there are many great organizations here in town, but we've had a very special and close relationship with Doorways that goes back many years. And I'm merely here just representing all those key people at Busey that were involved through all those years. And, you know, back to what you were saying, it's my way of thinking that a true partner really isn't about just the money, okay? That's important, but a true partner is more than that. And it's a shared belief in the mission and that the good that's being done for the people in the thoughtfulness by which, Opal and her team have done this has been really inspiring.
How do people learn more about Doorways?
They can visit us at doorwayshousing.org. There's a lot of information on our website about, you know, our programs and services, but also how you can get involved through volunteering, donating goods, and, of course, money. We always need money to keep the mission alive.
Well, you can certainly do that, and Busey has provided that opportunity and more. And we appreciate both of you being with us. You can always go to KMOX.com/community banking to hear this and more. Thank you very much, Opal Jones, Pat Buring. Great to have you both in studio.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Building community with Busey Bank. You can go to KMOX.com/community banking. This will air throughout the month of March here on KMOX Radio and on KMOX.com. Our executive producer is Judith Anderson. I'm Tom Ackerman. This is Building Community with Busey Bank on KMOX and KMOX.com.